Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah yesterday on daf Samach Vav and Beis, a long Mishnah. So again, we're continuing the travels through the issues of karbanos of opos, of birds. We already discussed a lot about animals. We spent a very short period of time on menachos, and the reason we spent such a short period of time on menachos is that we're going to have a whole mesechta about it later on, the next mesechta, meseches menachos, and then we moved on to karbanos of birds. So yesterday we had a mishnah daf samach vav and aleph that discussed if you did things incorrectly with a chatos ha'ov or with an olas ha'ov. Again, just to review the basic rules, there are three fundamental differences between chatas ha'of and olas ha'of, between the way that they're done. The olas ha'of is brought on the top half of the mizbeach, the chatas ha'of on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The olas ha'of, there's a mitzvah to be mavdil, to decapitate the animal, or cut shnei simanim, depending which rishonim you hold like, but to cut a significant, at least a significant, if not the entire part of the neck. By the chatas ha'of, it's an iser, according to most shitos and tanayim, it's an iser to be mavdil. One is not allowed to decapitate the animal. And the third difference is that a chatas ha'of, in addition to the malika, which is the oaf version of shchita, in addition to the malika that you do on the animal, the chatas ha'of, you would do a hazaas hadam before you do a mitzui hadam. You would sprinkle the blood before you squeeze the animal against the mizbeach to drain out more blood that way. By the olas ha'of, you go straight from malika to mitzui. You don't do any zrikas hadam, any hazaas hadam. You don't do any throwing of the blood. Those are the three fundamental differences: the placement on the mizbeach, whether you decapitate the animal or not, and whether you do a hazaa or you go straight to the mitzvah. So the Mishnah had discussed on Samach Vav and Aleph all the cases. What if you take a chatas ha'of and you do it, you treat it like an ola. You treat it like an ola in terms of the placement, you treat it like an ola in terms of the hazaa, you treat it like an ola, whatever, you treat it like an ola. Or if you do the reverse, you take an ola ha'of, you treat it like a chatas. That was the Mishnah on Samach Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah also happened to mention, if you take a chatas and treat it like a chatas, that's totally kasher. You take an ola and you treat it like an ola, that's kasher. That's the obvious case. But it mentioned all the anomalies, all the cases where one might mess up. So now our Mishnah is a continuation of that Mishnah, as we saw the Gemara yesterday, that we viewed as one long Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, V'kulanein metamin besabliya. In all of those cases where you messed up, where you took, let's say, an ola sa'of that really requires to be mavdil, really requires that you cut shnei simanim, and you only cut one simen, so still it's not going to be metame the beis abliya. There is a unique kind of tumah by dafka by nevelas of tahar called tumas beis abliya. Nevelas of tahar is unique. Normally, a nevelas metame b'magob masa. Nevelas of tahar transmits tumah dafka in the beis abliya, when you swallow it, when you eat it. That's the nevelas of tahar. Nevelas of tame is not metame at all. Now. So the what we're saying is that normally, if let's say I take an animal and I shecht an animal, I do a proper shechit on the animal, but the animal's not kosher, for whatever reason, it has a treifa or whatever, it does not have tumas nevela, because I did a kosher shechita on the animal. Now, let's say I take a bird, if I were to take a chicken, bizman hazeh, and I decide to do a malika on it instead of a shechita, I take my finger and I jab it through the back of the chicken's neck instead of doing a shechita from the front of the chicken's neck, so that chicken is a nevela, because it doesn't have a proper shechita. So what if, now in the Beis HaMikdash, malika is the way you're supposed to kill the bird, so it doesn't make it a nevela, it makes it kosher. But what if I do a malika in a way that makes the carbon puzzle? Because I took an ola and I treated it like a chatos. I did all the things that I'm supposed to do with a chatos with an ola. Or I did took a chatos and I did all the things that I'm supposed to do with an ola with a chatos. So the carbon's going to be puzzle. So does that mean that therefore the malika was not considered a shechita? It's considered that it made it a nevela? So the Mishnah says no. If you did a malika in the Beis HaMikdash, even though you did everything else wrong and the carbons are going to be pasul, it's not mitame bebeis habliya, it's not mitame like a nevelas of tahar. Now this idea of tumas beis habliya is an interesting concept. It's unique, because normally nevela, like we said, is mitame b'mago masa. So there is a discussion Rav Yosef Engel has in his Sefer HaSfonda Araisa in Klal Aleph. He has a whole bunch of kachim discussions. So one of his discussions is about the issue of nevelas of tahar. He says, "Hasafek asher skarti lemala, itumas nevelas of tahar demitam beis habliya hu mitam achila o mitam maga." He says, "Why is nevelas of tahar mitam beis habliya? Is it a tumas achila that by eating something you become tamei, Or is it mitam maga, that by touching it you're becoming tamei? Elamai, just like there are limitations on dinim of tumas maga, in the sense that normally when, let's say, you touch something that a regular nevela that's mitamei b'maga, if you touch it in the in an area of your body that's a balua, it's not mitamei b'balua. Let's say if you're getting surgery and they stick a nevela, a piece of nevela inside your stomach, so it's not mitamei you because it's not an exposed part of the body. So too. There's a limitation on this tumas maga of nevelas of tar. The limitation is that it's only mitamei bebeis abliya. Two ways to look at it in lamdas: is it that it's a tumas achila, or it's a tuma of maga that's just very limited in its scope, that it's only mitamei bebeis abliya. So Rav Yosef Engel says, I could think of four rayas in Shas as to which one it is. We're not going to go through all of them, just to mention quickly one or two. He says there's a gemara menachas tafayin amadal, for the gemara wants to say that if you, a person is hichnis piv l'me'ein nevelas of tar. Hard to imagine a guy sticks his mouth into the stomach of a nevelas of tahar, and he eats the beitzim that are inside. He eats the eggs that are inside the bird. The bird's got eggs that it didn't yet lay the eggs. So he sticks his mouth inside and eats the eggs from inside the bird. So the Gemara says it's not metame like a nevelas of tahar, because lo avidi inshi da'achli hachi, because that is a highly unusual way to eat eggs. So since it's not a normal way to eat, melas not matame. Says Rav Yosef Engel, who cares if it's a normal way to eat? If the din is a tuma of tumas maga, then when you touch something, it makes it tame, so who cares if it's a normal way to eat? Elamai, it mustn't be a tuma of achila, not a din of tumas maga. And by achila, by all dinim of achila, we care a lot whether it's a normal way to eat. If a person, let's say, tries to eat matzah shelo kederach achilasa, so he's not yotzi de chavaso. It's not called an achila. If a person eats treifos, let's say, a person eats nevela shelo kederach achilasa, so then it's not called achila. Doesn't it? He's not liable. He's not chayiv for eating something shelo kederach achilasa. So that's one of Rav Yosef Engel's rayas. He has many other rayas as well, but that's his interesting discussion of what exactly is the nature of this din of tumas beis abliya. But anyway, that's not going to be our focus. The next two words of the Mishnah are also critical. Umoalin bahen, that one can commit mi'ila on these animals that were mistreated, that you did something wrong with. If you look at Rashi, va'af bechatos hol v'nifsalu, since it became possible ve'in ben shas het l'kohanim lo yatsu midei mi'ila shebehen, it never left the parsha of mi'ila. So it's important to have a little bit of background into when mi'ila is violated on different karbanos. If someone is makdish, let's give a little bit of background. Someone is makdish kachay kachim, like a person is makdish a karban chatos, a karban asham. So as soon as you're makdish the animal, mimela becomes asur b'hanah right away. So you're not allowed to get any hanah from it. And if you get hanah worth a shava pruta from the kachay kachim that you were makdish, you violate mi'ila. And the halach is, when you violate mi'ila, you have to pay a karban chomesh and you have to bring an asham mi'ilos. You have to bring karban asham mi'ilos. So, but once they do the zrikas hadam of the karban, so then the meat of that karban is nechal kohanim. The meat, we learned in Ezim Koman of kachi kachim, can be eaten by kohanim. Now, once the meat can be eaten by kohanim, the meat is no longer subject to mi'ila. Something is only going to be subject to mi'ila so long as it's asr bahana. So once they do the zrikas hadam, it's mati, the basr b'achila. So if it's mati, the basr b'achila, the basr is no longer subject to mi'ila. But the emurim of the karban, which have to be burnt on the mizbeach, so that stays in mi'ila, right? That's still going to be subject to mi'ila. So what if a person's makdish kachim kalim, karban shlamim, karban toda? So then as soon as you're makdish, it becomes asr b'hanah. But if you get hanah from it, you're not moel. There's no violation of mi'ila on kachim kalim, even after you makdish it. But once the zorek the dam, so this is interesting, because it's kachim kalim, it's not going to be subject to mi'ila initially. But once there's zorek the dam, if you get hanah from the emurim that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, that's going to be a violation of mi'ila. Hanah from the basar, which is mutar ba'achila, you're not going to be in violation of mi'ila. So Bekitzer, by kachay kachim, as soon as you makdish it, mi'ila. The only way to get it out of mi'ila, by being zorik the dam, then the basar is out of mi'ila. By kachim kalim, it's not subject to mi'ila. As soon as you zorik the dam, the emurim that are going to be brought on the mizbeach become subject to mi'ila. Now, there is a discussion in the Achronim whether zrika shalo b'makoma has a din of zrika b'makoma or not, whether it has a din of zrika in being able to be motzi kachay kachim from mi'ila, that it that it was subject to before Zrika? Or do you say that no, only a Zrika that's done in the right place is Matir the Basar Ba'achila, and therefore it takes that Basar out of the Parsha of Mi'ila? But a Zrika Shalobimukama, maybe it could be Mechaper for the Bala Karban, but it's not going to be Matir the Basar Ba'achila, and Mimela, it's not going to take away the Isra Mi'ila on the basar. So the Reb Chaim writes that the zrika shalo b'mekoma does have a din of zrika in regards to meila as well, that it takes the basar out of the parsha of meila. But the Arsamech, Chaznish, Ola Shlomo, they all disagree. They say no, zrika shalo b'mekoma, if it's not matir the basar, so the fact that it was never matir the basar means that it's not the meila doesn't go away. I mean, the way the majority of the Achronim understand it is that Mi'ila is a function of the heter achila. That if you don't have a heter achila, memela the mi'ila is going to stay. So what's our Mishnah saying? That all of these karbanos that you messed up in, they made them all pasul, right? Still they are subject to mi'ila. Why? Because since it's dafka because they're pasul that they're subject to mi'ila. Had you done something properly with them and you were matir ba'achila, so good, now it won't be subject to mi'ila anymore because it would be mutar ba'achila because you would do everything right. If you did a proper zrika, so it's matir the basar ba'achila, so great, wonderful. But now that you didn't do you didn't do the avoda properly on it, so it remains pasul and it never got out of its mi'ila status. So that's why ma'al and ben. Except for the one case in the previous Mishnah that's not going to be subject to Mi'ila, chutz mi'chatas ov sh'asal l'mata k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas. Except for the case we had in the Mishnah where you do everything right. If you bring a carbon chatas exactly for, and you do everything that you're supposed to do with the carbon chatas, in the place where you're supposed to do carbon chatas, l'shem carbon chatas, so then obviously it's not going to be subject to Mi'ila anymore, right? Then the basar is going to lose its status as Mi'ila. By the Ola, it's still going to be subject to Mi'ila, because by the Ola, the basar never becomes mutar b'achila. So we don't give the example of the Ola that you do everything right as something that's not subject to mi'ila, because it is, meaning the ola, you never, ola is all burnt, so it never gets mutar b'achila. But the chatas case where you do everything right, that's going to be the chatas case where you do everything right, that's not going to be subject to mi'ila anymore, period. Ola sa'of sha'asol l'mata k'masa chatas l'shem chatas. Let's say you take an ola sa'of and you do it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and recall, Ola Sa'of is supposed to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, and you treat it exactly like a Karban Chatos, meaning you do the Hazar Saddam, you only cut one simen, and you do it L'Shem a Karban Chatos. You have in mind that you want it to be for a Karban Chatos, so Rabbi Lazar Omer Ma'olimba, Rabbi Shomer Ein Ma'olimba. It's definitely possible, right? The question is it subject to Mi'ila? So Rabbi Lazar says, yes, it is subject to Mi'ila, the Ma'al and Ba, and the reason is because it's an Ola. So if Karban Ola is subject to Mi'ila, and you weren't matir it, you never took it out of Mi'ila, because it never had a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. Different case. It's one of the cases of the first Mishnah. So this is one, meaning all the other cases apparently everyone agrees on, but this particular case where you take the Ola and you treat it 100% like a Chatas, right? So Reb Lezer says you violate Mi'ila. Rabbi Shua says no, there's no violation of Mi'ila. Why would there not be a violation of Mi'ila on it? It's after all, it was an Ola. Whatever took it out of the Parsha of Mi'ila. So if you look at Rashi, an unbelievable sheet of Rabbi Shua, the Gemara is going to discuss. It's pretty much what our whole daf is about. Rabbi Shua Amar Ein Ma'olin Dekivan Deshina Shema Uma Aseha Uma Koma L'Shem Chatas Nasis Chatas. That since you did it l'shem chatas, you did it in the place of a chatas, and you treated it like a chatas, you can take a carbon ola and turn it into a carbon chatas. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. It now becomes a chatas, and a chatas that was done, that everything was done properly, like a carbon chatas, is no longer subject to mi'ila. So that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says, no, you're wrong, because I'll prove it to you. Uma im chatas she'ein ma'olim ba'lishma. When you bring a carbon chatas and you do it lishma, it takes it out of the parsha of mi'ila. It's not subject to mi'ila anymore. Nevertheless, k'shashina shema ma'olim ba. If you do it l'shem ola, now all of a sudden it is subject to mi'ila because you were never matir the basar ba'achila, right? So it is subject to mi'ila. Ola Shemolim Balishma, a carbon ola where even when you do it right, it's subject to Me'ila, because an ola is supposed to be Kula Lashem, Kishashina Eshema Enodin Shimalaba. So if you go and you do it wrong, all the more so, it should still be subject to Me'ila. Even Chatos, which is normally not subject to Me'ila when you do it wrong, is subject to Me'ila. Ola, which is normally subject to Me'ila when you do it wrong, has to still be subject to Me'ila. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Raya. Amalei Rabbi Shua, lo. Rabbi Shua says, no, you got it all wrong. By a carbon chatos, when you change it to be a carbon ola, you changed it to something that's subject to me'ila. So yeah, chatos that you do right is not subject to me'ila, but when you're mishani to an ola, it is subject to me'ila, because you now put it in the category of something that is subject to me'ila. So of course it's going to be subject to me'ila. Tomar ba'ola shashina eshema l'shem chatos. But by ola to chatos, you go in the opposite direction. An ola is subject to me'ila, but you are now changing it into something that is not subject to me'ila, to a chatos. What?
You could do that. The malam b'kodesh doesn't work the other way.
It's not a malam b'kodesh issue, but that's Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush. Meaning the miscommunication. The Gemara is going to say this was a miscommunication. Rabbi Lazar didn't understand what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. But Rabbi Yeshua is saying that if you take a bird that otherwise would have been an ola and you treat it 100% like a chatos, it now becomes a chatos. Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua is saying, you're right. If I took a chatos and I turned it into an ola, I turned it into something that's subject to me'ila. But I'm taking an ola, turning it into a chatos, I'm turning it into something that's not subject to me'ila.
So it never was.
Right. You have to figure out the lambdas exactly how it works. But yeah, shekein shina eshma l'davar shein bo mi'ila. You've turned it into something that is not subject to me'ila. So says the Gemara. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a second. Vare katche katchim sheshachtan bedarom. Let's say you have katche katchim that you shecht in the south. If you recall from Ezum Koman, katche katchim need to be shechted in the north. Very limited in terms of the katche katchim where you're allowed to shecht the katche katchim. It needs to be shechted dafka in the tzafon of the Azara. So let's say you took kachi kachim and you shechted it in the south, the shame carbon shlamim, right? So you were meshane it from what it was supposed to be, right? Kachi kachim is a chatos or an ashram or something, and instead you shechted the shame kachim kalim, the shame carbon shlamim, in the place where kachim kalim belongs. V'shechted the shame kachim kalim yochichu, that should prove. That should prove my case, says Rabbi Lazar. Why? What does that have to do with anything? Shekein shina eshemam l'davar she'in bo mi'ila. Remember, katche kachim, the default position of katche kachim is as soon as you're makdish it, they are subject to mi'ila. The default position of kachim kalim, as soon as you're makdish it, it's not subject to mi'ila. So says Rabbi Eliezer, you took katche kachim and you're mishane it to kachim kalim, which is not subject to mi'ila, and nevertheless, umol in behen. So I'm going in your direction now, says Rabbi Eliezer. You're telling me that if I take an ola and I turn it into a chatas, that now it's not going to be subject to me'ila, because I'm going in the direction of something that was subject to me'ila to something that's not subject to me'ila. We'll give you a parallel case. I take kachi kachim, I turn it into kachim kalim. Kachi kachim is yes subject to me'ila, kachim kalim is not subject to me'ila. Same case. And therefore, you should say the same thing. If you take an ola and you're mishane it to a chatas, then it should be a violation of mi'ila. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo, marta b'katche kachem shachtam b'darm v'shachtam m'shem kachem kalim shekein shina eshmam l'davar shiyesh bo iser v'heter. He says there's a big difference. By by turning kachi kachem into kachem kalim, remember, kachim kalim are not exempt from me'ila. Kachim kalim, we said, as soon as you do the zrikas hadam, the basar is still not subject to me'ila, but the emurin of the karban are now subject to me'ila. So don't tell me kachim kalim is mufka from me'ila. It's not mufka from me'ila. The emurim of kachim kalim are absolutely subject to me'ila. So tomer ba'ola shashina shmala davar shekulo heter. So how can you relate that to a chatos ha'of, which is all heter, is no me'ila whatsoever? When you're turning an ola into a chatos, you're going from something that's kulo me'ila to nothing me'ila. When you're taking kachi kachim and turning into kachim kalim, you're going from something that's me'ila to something else that's also partially me'ila, that's also partially subject to me'ila. Not entirely subject to me'ila, but at least partially subject to me'ila. Let's see the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Again, the whole daf is really this conversation between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, Ashim sheshachta b'tzafon l'shem shlamim yochiach. Rabbi Elazar says, okay, I'm going to prove my case from a carbon asham that you shecht in the north for the sake of a carbon shlamim, meaning you shechted in the right place where kachim kachim are supposed to be shechted, but you do it l'shem kachim kalim, you do it l'shem a carbon shlamim. So sheshina shemo, you have changed it, umalimbo, and nevertheless, it's still subject to Mi'ila. Not a this taina of Rabbi Eliezer is not dissimilar to the taina of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, where he says you take kachim kachim, you turn it to kachim kalim. The only detail that he's changing over here is that you're shechting it in the right place, right? But the Brisa just fleshes out the whole discussion a little bit more detail. So the Brisa starts sort of at like an earlier point in the discussion where Rabbi Eliezer says, look, I take kachim kachim, I shechted in the right place, but I do it l'shem kachim kalim, so I'm turning it into something that's not subject to Me'ila, and don't you see that it's still Mo'olbo, that it's still, we still paskin that it's subject to Me'ila? And therefore you shouldn't wonder about the carbon ola, that even though you're Mashana the shame, it should still be subject to Mila. Amalur Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua says back, Lo Marta Ba'asham, Sheshina Shemo, Lo Shinas Makomo. No, that's a bad example because you gave me a case of Karban Asham where you're shechting it in the right place. So you haven't totally been mafkia it from Kachim Kachim and turned it into Kachim Kalim. You're shechting it in a makom of Kachim Kachim. Tamar Ba'ola, Shina Shemo, Vishinas Makoma. So you can then apply that to an Ola where you're Mashana the shame and the makom. So Amalur Rabbi Lazar, so the conversation continues. Again, like I said, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah picks up the conversation at a later stage where Rabbi Eliezer already had conceded that point, and that's why he said, okay, let's talk about where you shechted not in the tzafon. So now, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Asham sheshachto bedarom l'shem shlamim yochiach. Right, and that's the taina Rabbi Eliezer had in the Mishnah. It's just the Brisa picked up the conversation earlier. So he says, if you have an Asham that you shecht in the south, you shecht in the makum of Kachim Kalim, for the sake of Kachim Kalim, that should prove my point. Because even though Sheshina Shema Vashinas Makamo Ma'olimbo, you've change the name of the carbon, you change the place of the carbon to Kachim Kalim, and nevertheless, it's still subject to Mila. So you shouldn't be so amazed that by a carbon Ola, when you treat it like a carbon Chatos, that it should still be subject to Mila. He says, wait a second, you gave me an example where you change the place, you change the Kavana, but what about how you treat it? Do you do actions on it that reflect that it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim? The example you gave me where you're doing actions on it that still reflect that it's an asham, that still reflect that it's kachim kachim. Tamar ba'ola shina shma v'esmaseh v'shinas makoma. The example I gave is where you took an olas ha'of and you treated it 100% like a chatas ha'of. Everything you did on it was spelled chatas. So that's the example I gave. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, "V'neimalei, why doesn't he respond to him?" Meaning, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer shoot back and say, "Okay, I'll give you. Let's take the parallel case to what you're talking about by kachim kachim turned into kachim kalim." Namely, Asham sheshachto bedarom l'shem shlamim b'shinoi bailim sheshina shmo v'shinas mekoma v'shinas meisav. Take a case where you are Mishana the Maisim with a Shinoi Bailim, which is considered a Shinoi Maisa, on Kachim Kachim. So take a case where you do it in the wrong place, the wrong Avoda, the wrong, everything wrong. You treat Kachim Kachim completely like Kachim Kalim, and Rabbi Eliezer will still say it's subject to Me'ila. And everyone will say it's still subject to Me'ila, and that should prove that an Ola Sa'of that's treated 100% like a Chata Sa'of should still be subject to Me'ila. From the fact that he didn't say that, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer didn't press the argument further, it shows that Rabbi Eliezer must have chapped something about what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. That Rabbi Eliezer previously didn't chap exactly what Rabbi Yeshua's point was, and now he realized what Rabbi Yeshua was in fact saying. If you look at Rashi, Nachas Rabbi Eliezer, Haven is Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Shetaimo, Mishum Dekasavar Nimshcha Mishem Olav Naschatas. He finally understood that what Rabbi Yeshua was saying was not that even though this Karban Ola is a Karban Ola, since it's treated like a Chatas, no longer subject to Me'ila, what he's saying is since it's treated like a Chatas, it's not even a carbon ola anymore. It becomes a carbon chatas. Rabbi Eliezer finally chap. That's what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. And Rashi points out, and that Rabbi Eliezer understood. You can't start bringing parallels from other carbonos. There's no other carbon where you could say such a thing. Ukshenishtanis Lushem Khatas and Mysov can fire Shavashi the command Meshachatas of Ksher Bisimanachan, Ukshamalak Olas of Lamato Lushem Khatas, because a chatas of all you need to cut is one simon, and when you do a Malik of the Olas of Lushem Khatas, a Malika Simanachan Ba'ola Lav Klumi, and if you do a Malik of one simon on an Ola, that would be worthless. Ubchatas have a Gemara Vodum Mikodum Shkala Shem Psul Ola, Mishumasias Mata, Khala Shem Khatas of Ksheira, because since the way you shecht it is totally different. So as soon as you cut one simen, before it can identify itself as a pasla ola, it's already a kasher chatas. And that's what Rabbi Shua is saying. There's no parallel by any other karban where the nature of the shechita is different. By every karban behema, you only need to cut simen echad. So over here, you need to cut shnei simen by if it's an ola, one simen if it's a chatas. As soon as you cut one simen, so before it can become a pasla ola, it's in fact a kasher chatas. And that's Rabbi Shua's point. Back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shua says, ola sof shasol the mata kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas, and ola sof that you do on the bottom half of the mizbeach, which is where chatas hof belongs. Like a chatas, you treat it like a chatas, you do l'shem chatas, kiva shemalk basim and echad, nimsh chavnas chatas hof. As soon as you do malika on one simen, mimela becomes a chatas hof. It becomes chatas, not an ola. That is Rabbi Yeshua's taina. Now, if you look at Tosas and Dimra Maskel Bashina Bailim, Tosas says, you know, when coming up with a case that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to parallel turning an ola into a chatas, an ola self into a chatas, so Tosas suggests it could have come up with Halchinami of Masi Lememar Asha Mitzora Shekibel Damo Bedorum Bekli L'Shem Shlamim Yochiach. Why didn't we discuss the case of an Asha Mitzora where you makabel the dam in a kli for the sake of a carbon shlamim, where over there, meaning we needed to come up with a case, Rabbi Lezer was looking for a case where not only did you change the shame of the carbon, what you're having kavana for, and not only did you change the makum of the carbon, the darum as opposed to the tzafon, but you're even changing the maisa of the carbon. So the only example of changing a shinoi maisa the Gemara could come up with was a shinoi bailim. So it says tells us there's a much stronger shinoi maisa. If you take an asham and you're makabel dam bekli, that's a shinoi maisa, because by asham mitzora you need to be makabel dam biyad as well. There's a different avoda being makabel the dam biyad. So Tosa suggests, why didn't we come up with that idea? So the Briska Rav says kabel sadam biyad, apparently what we have to say is not considered a real shinoi maisa. That kabel sadam biyad is not called a shinoi maisa. Why? The Kabbalah Hadam that you do biyad of the Asha Mitzora is not one of the Dinei HaKarban. That's a din in being Metaher the Mitzora. It's not a din in the Kashrus of the Karban. And he says, it's Muchach from Tosos, that even though you're doing this Kabbalah biyad, it sounds like Tosos understands that it is from the Avodah HaKarban, because Tosos is saying, why don't we use that as an example of Shinoi Maisa in the Karban? So that's why Tosos assumes that if you don't do the Kabbalah biyad, it's a Shinoi Mice in the carbon, because it's a din in the carbon. Briskrov says you could have argued otherwise. You could say that the Kabbalah's Dam Biyad is not a din in the carbon. It's a din in the Tara process of the Mitzorah, but it's not a din in the nature of the carbon. This is a major machlokas achron. The Kabbalah's Hadam Biyad by the Asha Mitzorah, whether it's considered a Kabbalah or it's just a din in Tara Samitzorah. Is it a Kabbalah's Hadam for all the dinim of Kabbalah's Hadam, or just a din in Tara Samitzorah? So there are several nafkaminas that the achronim give to this chakira. What the idea of Kabbalah Sadam Biyad is. Is it a din Kabbalah or just a din Taras HaMetzora? For instance, do you have to do this Kabbalah Sadam in the north, like all Kabbalah Sadam of Kachi Kachim? Kabbalah Sadam of Kachi Kachim have to be done on the north side of the Azara. So does this have to be done on the north side of the Azara? If it's a din of Kabbalah Sadam, absolutely. If it's not, it's just a din in Taras HaMetzora. Who says Taras HaMetzora has to be done on the north side of the Azara? The Taras HaMetzora doesn't necessarily have to, so maybe it could even be done in the south. Or is there a mitzvah shvicha shirayim from the dam that's left over on your hand from that which you were makabel? You makabel dam biyad and you put it on the mitzvah. It's part of his tara process, but then you have some leftover blood in your hand. You have to do shvicha shirayim. If it's in kabbalah sadam, so yeah, shvicha shirayim. If it's not in kabbalah sadam, no din of shvicha shirayim. Is there a psul of nishpach on the dam that you makabel biyad? Again, if it's in kabbalah, so yes. Otherwise, no. Also, the Gemara said, if you sorum ozen par, and then you makabal the dam, it's possible. If you give the animal a mum before you do the kabbalah sadam, it becomes possible, because it says, v'lokach midam a par, par shahaya kvar. It has to be a par, the same par it was before. So it has to not have a mum, a par didn't have a mum, b'shah shchitaso, and it has a mum after the shchita, before the kabbalah would ruin it. So does that apply if you give it a mum before the kabbalah sadam, biyad? Again, if it's a din kabbalah, yeah, it would apply. If it's not a din kabbalah, it wouldn't apply. Another nafkamina, if a machshava shalol lishma or machshavas pigel is gonna ruin the karban by this kabbalah. Let's say while I'm doing the kabbalah sadam biyad on the yashem mitzora is, and I have machshavas pigel, does that make the karban pigel? So if kabbalah sadam biyad is part of the din kabbalah, so yeah, we'll make a pigel. If it's not a din kabbalah, it won't make a pigel. Another labadik discussion in the achronim. Okay, so frak the gemara anyway. Vayter ihachi chatos. So you're gonna tell me that I can take an olas ha'of, treat it like a chatas, and Mela Rabbi Yeshua says it becomes a chatas. So, frak the Gemara, does it work in the reverse? Ihach chatas of nami shasal lemaila kemaisa ha'ola mechimalik basiminecha timshak b'tavi olas ha'of. Why don't you say that if you have a chatas ha'of that you do lemaila where an olas ha'of belongs, l'shem karbonola, you treat it exactly like karbonola kemaisa ola, so it should have a din of an ola. V'chitei machinami, and if you can say okay, in achinami, that's true. V'am Rabbi Yochanan mishuma Rabbi Bnoa kach yatzah shel mishnah. My love, kach yatzah v'sulo. But we said that Rabbi Shua's understanding of the Mishnah is only the reverse, not this way. So, lo, kach yatzah shel kula mishnah. No, that's a wrong diuk to make. It actually does go in both directions. That it can, you can actually take, according to Rabbi Shua, not only can you take an ola and turn it into a chatas, you can take a chatas, turn it into an ola as well. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar Bishlam Ola Sof. Rav Ashi says, no, it doesn't go in both directions. There's a big difference. Bishlam Ola Sof Shasol Mata Kemaisa Chatos L'Shem Chatos. When you have an Ola Sof, where you do it on the bottom of the Mizbeach, which is where Chatos belongs. For this, and you treat it with all the actions that you're supposed to do on a Karban Chatos. And you do it L'Shem Chatos. Kivan Daha Hechshera B'Simen Echad V'Ha Hechshera B'Shnei Simanim. Since a Chatos is kosher with cutting one Simen, an Ola is kosher with cutting two simanim, va'olasof lemata lesa, and there's no such thing as an olas ha'of on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So kiven demalik basimen echad gemshech z'nas chatas ha'of. So when you do simen echad, you have made it into a chatas ha'of. El chatas ha'of kiven damar mar malika b'kol makom ksheira. But by a chatas ha'of, since malika anywhere in the chatas ha'of is going to be wherever you do the malika is going to be kosher. So mechimalik basimen echad ifsala, nothing labeled it as an ola when you did the simen echad. If I did it on the top of the mizbeach and I did it with the wrong maisa and I did it l'shem, let's say l'shem of karban ola, it's nothing took it out of the parsha of chatas, because doing a malika in b'simen echad on the top didn't remove it from the parsha of chatas. By an ola, it removed it from the parsha of ola by doing it on the bottom of the mizbeach, because the malika b'simen echad is what you do by a chatas, but shnei simanim is what you need for an ola. So once I did simen echad, it still was a chatas, and it was already puzzle. You can't tell me now I'm going to go cut the second simen and now it's going to become a kashra ola. It doesn't work that way. It was already a puzzle. It was already a puzzle chatas. By then going and cutting the second simen, it can't go back and become an ola sa'of. The Mikdash David asks a very, very stark akash over here, though. He says, there are a lot of places in Shas where, in Darim Davav and other places, where it's very clear that a chatas cannot be bab in a dava. You're not allowed to volunteer a carbon chatas. Right, an olas nedava we have, chatas nedava we don't have. Chatas is for someone who doesn't have vera, he's chayv to bring karban chatas, such a person can bring karban chatas. So what's the Gemara saying over here? That if I take a karban ola, and I do it, I treat it like a chatas, it becomes a karban chatas, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Am I chayv a chatas or am I not chayv a chatas? If I'm not chayv a chatas, how can it become a karban chatas? I can't just bring a karban chatas. Right, if a person wasn't chayiv a karban chatas, he was chayiv an ola, so how could it become a karban chatas? So you can say, well, maybe he was chayiv a karban chatas. Well, kinim come in pairs, right? And one echad ola ve'echad chatas. You take birds, echad ola ve'echad chatas. Whenever you bring karban chatas, there's a karban ola pretty much brought along with it. Which one is brought first? It's always the chatas is brought first. So by the time he's bringing the ola, he's already taken care of his chatas. So by the time he's bringing the Zola, he's already done his Chatas. So he's not, mainly, he's not Chayiv Chatas anymore. So ask the Mikdash Shavit, how could it be that I'm taking an Ola and I'm turning it into a Chatas? If I'm not Chayiv Chatas, Chatas can't be brought up in a Dava, so it can't become a Chatas. So he suggests that a phenomenal Chiddush, that this din, that you can't that you can't be Menadev a Korban Chatas, is not a din that you can't have a chalos korban chatos when you're not chayiv a korban chatos. That an animal that you bring can't have a status of a korban chatos if you're not chayiv. No, it's a din that someone who's not chayiv a chatos can't be mafrish a korban chatos. Someone who's not chayiv a korban chatos can't be makdish an animal l'shem chatos. But if you had an animal that already had kedusha, and then you treat it like a chatos, it can turn into a chatos. As long as you're not being makdish at l'shem chatos, he says it's a din in the ikar hektish of the animal. That's the din of chatos not being brought up in a dava. He proves it from a Gemara earlier in the Masechta on Daf Tes, where the Gemara says, Atu chatos va'asha milo misachli, and the Gemara says that there's a side of the Gemara to say that if you shecht the korban shlamim shelo bezmano l'shem korban chatos or l'shem korban asham, so it should be chal as korban chatos or korban asham. So the achronim will ask over there, the Karenor, the Sfasemes. So if I think about something being a korban chatos, should it automatically become a chatos? Chatos na ba ben adava. So he says same kasha, same teretz. There is no halacha that there's no chalos chatos when you're not chayiv a chatos. The halacha is that if you're not chayiv a chatos, you can't be mafrish a korban chatos. So in the case in the Gemara Daf Tes, much like our case, you're dealing with something that was already kadosh. If it already had kedusha, so then you could be mishanit to a korban chatos. You just can't be mafrish l'shem korban chatos. Gufa, Amar Vada Barava, Amar Hayi Rabbi Shua, Ola Sa'ov Sha'asal Demata Kamas Chatos Shem Chatos. If you treat an Ola Sa'ov like a chatos, Kivin Shemal Kvasim Menachel Nimshachos Nas Chatos Sa'ov. Once you do Malik on one simen, Melev it becomes a chatos Sa'ov. So that was Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So now the Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yeshua Shita from a couple of places. Tashema. Chatos Lezuva Olezu. You have two women. Rachel has to bring a korban chatos for giving birth, right? She had a baby. Mazel Tov, she has to bring korban chatos, and she had already brought her korban ola. Leah has to bring korban ola because she already brought her korban chatos. So each of them have to bring one korban. Rachel still owes a korban chatos. Leah still owes a korban ola. So what do? They take a kan together, and they set aside one bird as a chatas, and one bird as the ola for Leia, right? And then they give it to the Kohen. Now, he does chatas uvalazu. Also, shtei lemala, if he does both of the birds on the top of the mizbech, mechza kasha, mechza pasal. So, great, it works for the korban ola, the chatas is obviously pasal, because it was done lemala. Shtei lemata, if he does both on the bottom of the mizbech, mechza kasha, mechza pasal. That's wonderful for the chatas, but the one who was chayiv the ola didn't work for. Achas l'mala v'achas l'mata, if he does one above, one below, and again, he doesn't know which one he did, shtei and psulos, then they're both going to be pasul, because he might have taken the ola and accidentally done that on the bottom of the mizbeach, and the chatos and done that on the top of the mizbeach. So they're both going to be pasul. Shaniyomer chatos cover l'mala v'ola cover l'mata. Could be that he did the chatos in the wrong spot and the ola in the wrong spot. He reversed them, and therefore they're both going to be pasul. So, frankly, Gemara, why? I understand why the chatos brought lamala is pasul. That's what we said, that a chatos that's brought lamala is going to be pasul. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you take an ola and you bring it lamata, according to Rabbi Yeshua, just becomes a chatos. If you treat an ola like a chatos, so let it be a chatos. So let it count for the woman who owes a korban chatos. So don't you see this price is directly against Rabbi Yeshua? Says Gemara, no. Eimu dam Rabbi Yeshua b'chad gavri, betray gavri miyamar. You only find that Rabbi Yeshua has this din with one person, but when there are two people involved, about one person's korban counting for another person, that you're not going to say, because the bird that was korban ola was supposed to be Leah's korban. So to take that korban ola and then say it should now become a korban chatos is one thing, but to say it should now become Rachel's korban chatos, that's another thing entirely. To say that when you treat an ola like a chatas, it's going to change the bailam also. It's going to be ola for the different bailam also. So that we're not going to say. Betray gavri, we're not going to say. So says Gemara, okay, we got to come up with the case of chad gavri to prove that Rabbi Shua is wrong. So Tashma, let's bring the following case. And again, the Gemara leaves out a lot of the details. Rashi fills us in. This is a Mishnah Maseches Kinim, my father-in-law's favorite Masechta. Mishnah and like three other people in the world's favorite Masechta. Mishnah Maseches Kinim says, if you have two nashim, You have two women that buy three kinim mixed together. One of the women needs an ola and a kan shalem, needs one carbon ola and a carbon ola and a carbon chatas. A kan shalem, meaning a kan is a pair of birds, two birds, one echel the ola, echel the chatas. So one of the women need, basically, at the end of the day, two olas and one chatas. And one of the women needs two chataos and one ola. Good? So the porish, one of the kinim, a preda ola lazu, preda chatas lazu. They take one of the kinim, they say, okay, an ola for you, chatas for you, right? Ola for this woman, chatas for the other woman. Take another one of the kimen and they leave it unidentified, what it's going to be for, right? They don't say which one is a chatas, which one is an ola. The third kan they take, and they say, this is an ola, that predazu ola, predazu chatas, but they don't say for who. So one of the kinim is very specific. This bird is an ola for Rachel, this bird is an ola for Leah. The other one, the second one, they don't even say which bird is what. They don't even identify which one's an ola, which one's a chatas. Third kan, they say, okay, that one's an ola, that one's a chatas, but they never say for who. So what you need to do is they need to be makriv, that's where our Mishnah picks up. Let's say chatos v'ola ustuma umufreshes. You have a chatos, an ola, a stuma, and a mufreshes. Those are your three kinim. Asa kulan lamala mechza kasher mechza pasul. If you do all the karbanos on the top half of the mizbeach, half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. All the three olas are kasher, three chatos are pasul. Kulan lamata, if you do all six karbanos on the bottom of the mizbeach, mechza kasher mechza pasul. Right, the three chatos are good, the three olas are bad. If you do half on the top of the mizbeach, half on the bottom of the mizbeach, the kan that you never identified is going to be kasher, because the one of those birds is a chatas that has not yet been identified, so that one is going to be kasher, because and one of them, so whichever one of those birds you did lamata, whichever one you did lamala, is going to be kasher, because you never had previously identified it. Anything that was previously identified, we have to be choshesh, maybe you flipped, maybe you switched and put in the wrong part of the mizbeach, because again, we haven't tagged these birds, we don't know which ones are which, but the kan stuma, that one's still going to be kasher, and then it could be split amongst them. But the one that you had said explicitly that this one is a chatas, this one is an ola, is not going to be good. So vamai nihinami da'ola karva lamata timshuk p'tavi chatasov. But why shouldn't it be good? Just because I identified something as a carbon ola and it might have been brought on the bottom of the mizbeach, why should that ruin it? Why don't we just say that it should count as a carbon chatas? Because after all, an ola brought on the bottom could count as a carbon chatas. And over here, it's not shnei bailim, because you already identified who the bailim is of that carbon chatas. You already said who the bailim, that's on the kan that's mufurash, that you said who the bailim is. So v'chite mahadalok Rabbi Yeshua. So maybe you're going to say, okay, that Mishnah and Kinim is against Rabbi Yeshua. Minein achinami. That Mishnah and Kinim is a raya against Rabbi Yeshua, but the whole Mishnah is not written from Rabbi Yeshua's perspective. The Mishnayis and Kinim in general are not Rabbi Yeshua Mishnayis. So he says, mimatzes amr d'achi, can you really say that? I'll quote you a discussion in Maseches Kinim that ends with Rabbi Yeshua commenting on one of the Mishnah as if it is written from his own perspective. So you see that it is Rabbi Yeshua. The only problem is that Mishnah is going to take us till the Mishnah on Samechesim and Aleph. So we're going to pick up from there tomorrow, from the middle of this discussion tomorrow.